Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
When the pandemic began, I started an Instagram account photographing a changing San Francisco. After looking at thousands of photos, here's what I observed. Over the last year of quarantine, San Francisco considered most construction to be an essential service, so building continued, despite the fact that construction workers were one of the professions most likely to contract COVID-19. Sequestered in our homes for months on end, we focused on interior space. We knocked down walls, hung new art, and repainted the bathroom. We created mini offices in cramped apartments, or we threw up our hands and moved to a new home, city, or state. Restaurants moved outside to sidewalks, proving San Francisco's city government can actually respond to planning and zoning issues in just 6 weeks, if there's a will. San Franciscans embraced the idea of home as billboard. Using street-facing windows to post political signs is a time-honored tradition here. During the pandemic, this reached new heights. Signs appeared thanking essential workers and supporting the BLM movement. We shared our emotions with every passerby. Previously ignored spaces like roofs and tiny yards were seized as social spaces. Roof decks with string lights and fire pits and gardens illuminated the night, and conversations drifted over fences. Shuttered businesses were covered with plywood murals, and streets closed, creating flexible spaces for kids to learn how to ride a bike or roller skate. Quiet streets came alive. On my block, we started casual happy hours. We shared lemons, dahlias, and even salmon easily because we saw each other more. We were home, and we had more time to chat and listen. We talked about boredom, finches and robins, the sighting of coyotes, and shooting stars. As we begin to emerge from the pandemic, I share deep feelings of sadness and loss about the last year. We have changed how we think about our home, workplaces, and the public spaces we share. Whether this will continue will depend upon our embrace of these new collective forms of connection, perhaps one of the few positive outcomes from the grimmest of years. With a perspective, I'm Margie O'Driscoll.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades. Online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.